Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. The snow has barely melted, yet dandelions are pushing their way up through the grass. The flowers delight my daughter, who eagerly gathers them by the fistful into cheerful but quickly drooping bouquets. However, not everyone shares her enthusiasm. The common dandelion is listed as an invasive and noxious weed by the USDA. Lawn owners spend a lot of time pulling them up and a lot of money on herbicides. There is even a Facebook group called Dandelion Haters United. The Flora of North America recognizes 15 species of dandelion, and 4 of these occur in Utah. 2 native species are found in the mountains. The dandelion that you see in your lawn is an immigrant from Eurasia. If it has olive green seeds, it is the common dandelion. If it has brick red seeds and leaves lobed to the tip, it is the so-called red-seeded dandelion. This red-seeded dandelion is also very common. The word dandelion comes from the French, dent de lion, or lion's tooth, referring to the serrated leaves of the plant. The French, however, use another name, pissenlit, or bedwetter, referring to the diuretic properties of the plant. Throughout the ages, people have used dandelions to treat various ailments, such as dyspepsia, heartburn, liver complaints, and hepatitis. Modern pharmacological studies indicate both dandelion extracts or individual compounds of dandelion leaves or roots really do have significant health-promoting properties. They appear to be especially beneficial for treating digestive disorders, inflammation, and as an antioxidant. But the main reason you shouldn't reach for that pesticide is that dandelions are delicious. The young fresh leaves taste great in a salad, or you can sauté them as you would spinach. You can make dandelion soup or even wine. The greens have 50% more vitamin C than tomatoes, double the protein content of eggplant, and twice the fiber of asparagus. They are also rich in potassium and iron. If harvesting from your yard, just make sure you pick the leaves before the flowers appear. For information sources and a recipe for dandelion salad, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.